The Exit Strategy. The beauty of the exit strategy on the 300-unit apartment house is once again the use of leverage to become even richer. Instead of selling the property and facing substantial capital gains taxes on the profit, we pull out the money by refinancing. We are able to do this because we have increased the value of the property through our improvements in management. The bank recognizes this increase in value, and we are able to borrow against it. By leveraging the property's value, we pull money out of the property tax-free, and the improved operations more than cover the higher mortgage payment through higher income. By borrowing rather than selling, we get our down payment back tax-free, and we get to keep the asset. At this point, the property's income is an infinite return because we have no money invested in the deal, yet we receive the income. This is the ultimate leverage. Let's say after 5 years we are able to refinance the property and pull out $4 million tax-free. The $4 million refinanced dollars go to the investors and pay back all initial equity and then some. Even better, we still maintain control over the 300 units, and the increased mortgage payment of $280,000 is paid for by the $360,000 increase in income. The $360,000 increase in rental income minus $280,000 in increased interest expense leaves a net $80,000 in passive income. This $80,000 is an infinite return because the investors have received back their initial investment yet still receive cash flow. It is free money. The investors get $4 million back and move on to purchase another apartment house. This is an example of using control and leverage. This is an example of getting rich according to the rules of the new capitalism. Capitalism based on the use of debt to become richer. Rather than working hard to get out of debt, as those who follow the rules of old capitalism do, we work hard to find ways to get into more good debt and use more leverage. Starting with nothing. To some of you, a $17 million 300-unit apartment building sounds like a big investment. 10 years ago, buying a 300-unit apartment seemed big to Kim and me. 10 years from now, I am certain it will seem like a small investment. Kim, Ken, and I are already planning much bigger projects to take on. Donald Trump and I are looking at a massive project not far from my home, a project we will break ground on in 10 years. I mention the size and dollar amounts of projects to make 3 points. Number one, being born poor and financially uneducated does not mean you cannot become rich. Very few people are born rich enough to buy a $17 million apartment complex, and no one is born smart enough to acquire, finance, and manage a 300-unit apartment complex by themselves. In other words, not having any money or financial education isn't an excuse not to get started. Number two, start small and take baby steps. In 1989, Kim's first investment was a $45,000 two-bedroom, one-bath home in Portland, Oregon. She put $5,000 down and made $25 a month. She was extremely nervous when she took her first step. Today, a $17 million apartment house is boring to her. She is ready for bigger projects. Number three, dream big. Most of us know that a child must be allowed to dream. The same is true for adults. As a couple, Kim and I have big dreams. Our dreams keep our marriage rich, young, and fun. Bigger investment projects keep us learning together, operating as a team, and growing together rather than growing apart. Instead of living below our means, we dream big, learn, and invest carefully in order to go beyond our means. It's not just about money. It's about life. In conclusion, on August 9 and 10, 2007, as the markets of the world crashed, many people had no idea what the crash meant. Most people have no idea how it will affect their lives. Most people have no idea how the rule changes back in 1971 and 1974 have affected their lives. Today, even in the richest country in the world, the U.S., millions of educated, hard-working people are earning less, even if they are paid more, saving money that is losing value, clinging to their homes as their value declines, and using credit cards to pay their bills. To make matters worse, because of a market crash, millions of educated, hardworking people think that investing is risky, and to attain higher returns means you have to take on greater risks. There are only a few people who know that the key to leverage is control, and the key to control is financial intelligence. The good news is that the higher your financial intelligence, the more money you make without needing money. In this new capitalism, it is truly possible to make money for nothing. In the information age, knowledge is the ultimate leverage. The more money you make without money, the higher your ROI and IRR, and the higher your financial IQ.